In case you haven't heard, tongue in cheek, it's a big year in regards to politics. It's an election year. And if you want to be more in tune with what's going on, we're making it very simple and easy to understand. From primaries to debates, knowing pivotal dates isn't just about politics. It's about empowering yourself to make informed choices. So today, Tricia Bunderson with the Utah Civics Project joins me to share some important dates to mark on the calendar. Tricia, it's great to meet you.
Well, thank you. It is great to be here.
The Utah Civics Project, this popped up on my Instagram feed and I was unfamiliar. So tell me a little bit about it and what you do.
Yeah, so the Utah Civics Project, we started about a year ago and it's a group of about a dozen of us. And we just really saw a need for bite-sized civics education for everyday Utahns. So personally, I grew up in Utah and after finishing college, I moved out of state for several years and then came back. And it took me quite a while to figure out Utah's unique elections process. Mm. And so what is a caucus? Why are conventions so important? Primaries, open or closed? I just really wanted to understand how these things worked, and it would have been helpful to have someone to walk me through that. And so that's what the Utah Civics Project aims to do.
Excellent, excellent. I think so many women, you know, as you described, are out there kind of on the edge of their seats wanting to know more. These are smart women. These are educated women that have a voice. And I think it's a matter of, like you said, knowing. And some of that starts with dates and schedules and calendaring, which is where we'll kind of guide our conversation today as you teach us and educate us along the way. So some important dates to note. March 5th is caucus night. How do you define a caucus?
Yes. So caucus is a gathering of voters
yeah.
of the same political party. And it is from an individual precinct or just your neighborhood. So a precinct usually includes about 1,200 voters. Mm-hmm. That can vary a little bit depending on your area.
Now, what's wonderful about a caucus and, you know, even a bit charming is just how small and grassroots it is. I think for the same reason people can discount it or throw it aside. Why is it so important?
So caucus may actually be where your vote matters the very most
yeah.
because turnout is usually quite small. Often it's 1-5% of voters.
Of the 1,200
yes.
in that area.
So at my last caucus 2 years ago, there were about 10 people who showed up.
Mm.
And so those 10 people are electing delegates
yeah.
for your neighborhood who then go on to the party conventions that are held later in the spring. And then those people, those delegates, are going to be voting for which candidates actually advance to the primary
yeah,
election.
So it matters. It matters. Give us some homework, Tricia. What could we do around the idea of a caucus, which is coming up so quickly, that might educate us and leave us feeling a little more confident?
So a caucus night, we want you to attend. So go on to the party websites and find where your caucus location is going to be. It is usually at a school or another public building just close to you.
Okay. Over the next 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to see some conventions pop up, both on the county level and also the state level. Teach us about those.
Yes. So we talked a little bit about convention, what delegates do there, but often you will have 5 or 6 candidates running for an individual seat, and that needs to be narrowed down, and that is what the candidate or what the delegates do at convention. They're going to narrow that down to 1 or 2 candidates for each seat.
Some races over and done before convention even happens.
Yes, actually,
yeah.
and this is something that I learned recently, that often so the rules state that at convention, if a candidate gets more than 60% of the delegate vote, that all of the other convention candidates will actually be eliminated.
Mm.
And so if you don't have any other candidates who have either gathered signatures or are running from another party, some of those races could be over and done by March or April before it ever goes
yeah.
to a
yeah.
primary or general election.
What would be our assignment around conventions? How can we sharpen our pencils?
So the general public really isn't invited to those.
Yeah.
But you can follow the news, check in with some news articles, see if you can figure out what happened at your local caucus
okay.
or your local convention.
Okay.
And then your extra credit.
Oh, I love a good extra credit assignment.
Yes.
Give it to us, girl.
Is to contact your delegates before convention and let them know what you think about certain candidates.
Okay, the primary elections is happening in June.
June 25th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the primary election is where voters get to decide which one candidate is going to move on to the general election in November.
And our homework here is to vote, to do it.
To vote and do it.
To be part of the process.
Yes.
How important is it that we do vote?
So a lot of people think of voting in the general election in November, but actually the primary election is often where a lot of the decisions get made. So in the last general election for our Utah State Legislature, 49% of the candidates did not have a challenger from the other major political party. And so those decisions were being made in the primary election. Half of our lawmakers were decided in the primary elections.
That's a big deal. Let's project out, let's forecast into the fall, because on October 9th, there's a presidential debate happening, scheduled to happen here in Salt Lake.
Yes, October 9th. So we are hosting the third and final presidential debate here at the University of Utah. Very exciting.
Is this unique to host?
So we hosted the vice presidential debate back in 2020, but this is the first time we've hosted the presidential debate.
And this will be a worldwide audience.
Yes, for sure. 100 million viewers worldwide.
That's a big deal. October 9th, we can get excited about that. So our homework is to watch.
Yes, watch. And then debates are an interesting format for learning about candidates. Yeah. I would also recommend that you read afterwards. Pick a right-leaning source, a left-leaning source, and a fact-checking website, and that will give you a lot of context surrounding some of the issues that we're talking about.
So a balanced analysis afterward,
yes,
you find to be valuable. I would agree with that. And then November 5th, the big day.
The big day, November 5th. Mark that on your calendars.
All right, Election Day. What's our homework around that?
Just to vote, and also get three friends to vote.
It's such an interesting year, I think, for many of the reasons we've already described, but I do think there's a swell and an energy around this particular year, for good or for bad, and I think women are eager to be educated and be part of the process, and I appreciate that you're doing that and helping them do that. How can we learn more from you?
Yeah, you can find us primarily on Instagram and Facebook, Utah Civics Project.
All right, we'll meet you there. Thank you so much,
Tricia.
Great job. Nice to meet you.